Hello, everybody. It is Saturday, April 1st, 2023. I've got some beautiful variants for you today. Some kettlebell work, some sprinting, some handstand work, and I want to make sure that everyone's clear on how you do it. So the first thing is every 3 minutes for 9 minutes, you're going to do 20 kettlebell swings. That's an American swing going all the way overhead and a 100-meter sprint. The next, every 3 minutes, for 9 minutes is 15 kettlebell in each hand, 15 kettlebell push press, 100 meter sprint. Then the final, every 3 minutes for 9 minutes, 10 meters of a handstand walk and a 100 meter sprint. Now I should also say that under this workout, there's a whole bunch of things listed as possible handstand walk modifications of varying difficulty. So even if you don't have the handstand walk, you could probably find one of those modifications that will work really well for you to preserve the stimulus. Fitness will be achieved. You'll be great. If you don't have the kettlebells, we've got you covered with the wildcard option with barbell work, so you're good to go there. And ideally, these things, the kettlebell swings would be unbroken. That's ideally. Ideally, the kettlebell push press would be unbroken, would be great because you've got built-in rest. If not, one quick break would be the most that we'd want to see. And then the handstand walk, it just takes you what it takes you. Now, I want to make sure that everyone understands how you do this, okay? Because you're going to do each one of these things three times. Okay, not four, three times. So you're going to have a running clock. You're going to do the 20 kettlebell swings, 100 meter sprint. You'll wait until you should go again. You'll do the 20 kettlebell swings, the 100 meter sprint. You'll wait until it's appropriate to go again. And then you'll do 20 kettlebell swings and a 100 meter sprint. That's three times that you will have done that. Then when it comes around again, you're doing the push press in the sprint. You'll wait, you'll do the push press in the sprint. You'll wait, push press in the sprint. So you will have done that three times. And then same deal with the handstand walk. So here's how it looks. Hopefully this looks appropriate here. With a running clock, you could play this game with all three of these every 3 minutes on the minute deal, or every 3 minutes, I should say. Clock starts at zero. Then you take off. You do your 20 kettlebell swings and your 100 meter sprint. Note your time. When the clock hits 3 minutes, you do the next one. 20 kettlebell swings, 100 meter sprint. When the clock hits 6 minutes, you do your final one. 20 kettlebell swings, 100 meter sprint. You don't do one again at 9 minutes. Okay, so it's a 9 minute window. You're going every 3 minutes, but you're only going to do it three times. So hopefully that helps clarify everybody. It's my very rudimentary, but hopefully effective visual aid. And you play that same game with the push press one and the handstand walk one as well. So then for the wild card option, we've got you covered with a barbell. Again, in case you don't have kettlebells there. Scaled option, we knock down the weight on the kettlebell swing. You could, of course, do Russian swings also if you wanted to. And we knocked down the loading on the kettlebell push press. And then we've got two laps around the box in a pike or plank position for the scaled option. But again, you could also choose any of those other scaled options as well. And they'll have you covered wonderfully. We've got wall walks in there for the wildcard option, but there's a whole lot of freedom in today's workout. Limited equipment crew, they're swinging the dumbbell, they're doing dumbbell push press, and they should be good to go. And for those sprints, so you're going to get in by the end of it, 9 100-meter sprints. And, go whatever speed in those sprints is appropriate for your level of hamstring conditioning for short distance, high intensity running, because sprints can be more taxing than deadlifts or squats on the backside. And so we don't want to have anybody strain a hamstring. So run at whatever speed is appropriately challenging for where you are with your fitness journey. Hope you enjoy today's workout and enjoy your rest day tomorrow.